Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I have a question for you. Have you changed for the better? In most places, it was a little over a year ago when things started to change pretty dramatically. Shutdowns, lockdowns, suffering on a scale we've never seen before. I certainly didn't prefer how COVID turned things upside down over the last 12 plus months. But I'm pretty sure I changed for the better as a result. We all had to adapt. So as things continue to trend in the right direction and some normal activities resume, I want to share some insight that I've gained and some ways I've been able to change for the better. One, I'm more resilient than I thought. Running a training facility when nobody was allowed to be there for months was pretty challenging, to say the least. What worked for me was always looking for the positives and doing what I could do, instead of wasting time and energy complaining about what I couldn't do. As a result, my facility now has an online training program that makes my coaching better than in-person only training program that I had before, and in an in-person training program that is second to none in my market as far as I'm concerned. And speaking honestly, it's not even close. Number two, sleep is even more important than I thought. With the rest of my life pretty much turned upside down, the one thing I decided to make non-negotiable during COVID was to get at least 6.5 to 7.5 hours of sleep every night. Sometimes that meant missing out on a late night movie with the kids or playing song quiz with my family. Don't get me wrong, those things are important too, but I just decided that with stress coming from so many different directions, I couldn't afford to add more stress from lack of sleep. Your body can tell the difference between different kinds of stress. This was a way for me to control the stress that I could control, and I'm glad I did. Number three, mindset matters. So much of how we behave is dictated by our mindset. What is that mindset? It's basically what you believe, and your beliefs produce feelings, which lead to actions, which produce results. So if you believe something is going to be hard or even impossible, then guess what? It will be. I invested some time studying mindset and behavior psychology and made a conscious effort to decide what I believed rather than being a victim of my previously ingrained beliefs. What a difference that has made, which leads me to the next one. Number four, let go. When things go a certain way, and that's not what we had in mind, there's a tendency to despair and fall into the same old trap of, why is this happening to me? Much better to accept all outcomes as if they were meant to be, because they were. If things are going to happen, let them happen. Even if that's not what you prefer, the magic happens on the other side when you realize that you never would have experienced a certain benefit or opportunity if not for something happening that you didn't like. So I'm curious, in what ways have you changed for the better over the last 12 months? Shoot me an email and let me know at the email to Heath@heatherrerafitness.com. I really would love to hear where you feel like you've changed for the better over the last 12 plus months. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.